welcome to In Your Corner, a program designed with you in mind. The Christian life is a fight, and we want you to know that we're in your corner. God the Father loved you so much that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for you. He has given his Holy Spirit to guide you, and has given you people like myself in the body of Christ to help shepherd you along. Yes, we're in your corner. And the Bible says, if God be for us, then who then can be against us? We're here to help you get your day started with song, scripture, and prayer. Because we're going to beat the devil, we got to get filled up with the Spirit of God. Then we got to get dressed up with the Word of God. Then we got to get prayed up with all prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving to Almighty God. Yes, we're in your corner. So go wake up your husband. Go wake up your wife. Go wake up your children. Wake up that oldest boy. Wake up that youngest boy. Wake up that oldest girl. Wake up that youngest girl. Let them know that In Your Corner is on the air. We're on the air, y'all. Beaming the love of God from Dallas, Texas, throughout the world by internet radio. Get out the bed, sleepy head. All right, listen, let me go get my bus. I hadn't got my bus out in a while. Let me go get that bus. All right, let me come around some of these cities here in America here. All right, let me start out here on the West Coast. All right, Seattle. All right, Portland, Oregon. All right, Los Angeles, California. All right, San Francisco. All right, Sacramento and San Diego. All right, Denver, Colorado. All right, let me come on back down here to El Paso, Texas, and Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. God bless y'all this morning. All right, let me go get a song right quick. All right, this is a song called Walking Up the King's Highway. It'll get your blood moving this morning.
Come on.
that's Miss Loretta Oliver walking up the King's Highway when I was out in the world, and we would be playing songs, them fast songs like that, the way you could really start dancing to them. We would say, boy, we was jamming. Listen, a song like that, boy, we jamming this morning. You let them know we jamming here. On the early morning show, In Your Corner. All right, that song there can get you moving. It'll get you moving. That's your stimulator this morning. All right, go get your Bible. It's time to read the Bible. Go get your Bible. We'll be reading this morning out of the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 39 through 42. Reading along this morning with the Bible Experience.
At that time, Marduk-Baladan, son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent Hezekiah letters and a gift, because he had heard of his illness and recovery. Hezekiah received the envoys gladly and showed them what was in his storehouses: the silver, the gold, the spices, the fine olive oil, his entire armory, and everything found among his treasures. There was nothing in his palace or in all his kingdom that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and asked,
"What did those men say? And where did they come from?"
"From a distant land,"
Hezekiah replied.
"They came to me from Babylon."
The prophet asked,
"What did they see in your palace?"
"They saw everything in my palace,"
Hezekiah said.
"There's nothing among my treasures that I did not show them."
Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah,
"Hear the word of the Lord Almighty. The time will surely come when everything in your palace and all that your predecessors have stored up until this day will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says the Lord. And some of your descendants, your own flesh and blood, who will be born to you, will be taken away, and they will become eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon."
"The word of the Lord you have spoken is good,"
Hezekiah replied, for he thought,
"There will be peace and security in my lifetime."
"Comfort. Comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness,
'Prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God.'
Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together.
For the mouth of the Lord has spoken."
A voice says, "Cry out." And I said, "What shall I cry?"
"All people are like grass, and all human faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever."
"You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah,
'Here is your God.'
See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breath of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the spirit of the Lord? or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Surely, the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Lebanon is not sufficient for altar fires, nor its animals enough for burnt offerings. Before him, all the nations are as nothing. They are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing. With whom, then, will you compare God? To what image will you liken him? As for an idol, a metal worker casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold and fashions silver chains for it. People too poor to present such an offering select wood that will not rot. They look for a skilled worker to set up an idol that will not topple. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than he blows on them and they wither, and a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff.
To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal?
Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each by name. Because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Why do you complain, Jacob? Why do you say Israel?
My way is hidden from the Lord. My cause is disregarded by my God.
Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Be silent before me, you islands. Let the nations renew their strength. Let them come forward and speak. Let us meet together at the place of judgment. Who has stirred up one from the east, calling him in righteousness to his service? He hands nations over to him and subdues kings before him. He turns them to dust with his sword, to wind-blown chaff with his bow. He pursues them and moves on unscathed by a path his feet have not traveled before. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, with the first of them and with the last, I am he.
The islands have seen it and fear. The ends of the earth tremble. They approach and come forward. They help each other and say to their companions,
be strong.
The metal worker encourages the goldsmith, and the one who smooths with the hammer spurs on the one who strikes the anvil. One says of the welding,
it is good.
The other nails down the idol so it will not topple.
But you, Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, you, descendants of Abraham, my friend, I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, For I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid, you worm Jacob, little Israel. Do not fear, for I myself will help you,
declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
See, I will make you into a threshing sledge, new and sharp, with many teeth. You will thresh the mountains and crush them, and reduce the hills to chaff. You will winnow them, the wind will pick them up, and a gale will blow them away. But you will rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst, but I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will make rivers flow on barren heights and springs within the valleys. I will turn the desert into pools of water and the parched ground into springs. I will put in the desert the cedar and the acacia, the myrtle and the olive. I will set junipers in the wasteland, the fir and the cypress together, so that people may see and know, may consider and understand that the hand of the Lord has done this, that the Holy One of Israel has created it. Present your case,
says the Lord.
Set forth your arguments,
says Jacob's king.
Tell us, you idols, what is going to happen. Tell us what the former things were, so that we may consider them and know their final outcome. Or declare to us the things to come. Tell us what the future holds, so we may know that you are gods. Do something, whether good or bad, so that we will be dismayed and filled with fear. But you are less than nothing, and you can do nothing. Those who choose you are detestable. I have stirred up one from the north, and he comes, one from the rising sun, who calls on my name. He treads on rulers as if they were mortar, as if he were a potter treading the clay. Who told of this from the beginning, so we could know, or beforehand, so we could say he was right? No one told of this, no one foretold it, no one heard any words from you. I was the first to tell Zion, look, here they are. I gave to Jerusalem a messenger of good news. I look, but there is no one. No one among the gods to give counsel, no one to give answer when I ask them. See, they are all false. Their deeds amount to nothing. Their images are but wind and confusion. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching the islands will put their hope.
This is what God the Lord says. He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it.
I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another, or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you.
Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise from the ends of the earth. You who go down to the sea and all that is in it, you islands and all who live in them. Let the wilderness and its towns raise their voices. Let the settlements where Kedar lives rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Let them shout from the mountaintops. Let them give glory to the Lord and proclaim his praise in the islands. The Lord will march out like a champion, like a warrior. He will stir up his zeal with a shout. He will raise the battle cry and will triumph over his enemies.
For a long time, I have kept silent. I have been quiet and held myself back. But now, like a woman in childbirth, I cry out, I gasp and pant. I will lay waste the mountains and hills and dry up all their vegetation. I will turn rivers into islands and dry up the pools. I will lead the blind by ways they have not known. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness into light before them and make the rough places smooth. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. But those who trust in idols, who say to images, you are our gods, will be turned back in utter shame. Hear, you deaf. Look, you blind, and see. Who is blind but my servant, and deaf like the messenger I send? Who is blind like the one in covenant with me, blind like the servant of the Lord? You have seen many things, but have paid no attention. Your ears are open, but you hear nothing.
It pleased the Lord for the sake of his righteousness to make his law great and glorious. But this is a people plundered and looted, all of them trapped in pits or hidden away in prisons. They have become plunder with no one to rescue them. They have been made loot with no one to say, send them back. Which of you will listen to this, or pay close attention in time to come? Who handed Jacob over to become loot, and Israel to the plunderers? Was it not the Lord, against whom we have sinned? For they would not follow his ways. They did not obey his law. So he poured out on them his burning anger, the violence of war. It enveloped them in flames, yet they did not understand. It consumed them, but they did not take it to heart.
All right. That was our scripture reading this morning. We read this morning out of the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 39 through 42. May God bless those who have heard his holy word. All right, it's prayer time, y'all. Come on, y'all. Let's circle up and let's have our morning prayer. Come on, single parents. You're not by yourself. We're in your corner this morning. Come on and pray with us. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and we do praise you again for giving us another wonderful day. A day we did not earn, a day we did not merit, but it was by your amazing grace that we have another wonderful day. And we know, dear God, you didn't wake us up this morning to leave us, dear God. You have something in store for us, dear God. You have created us for a purpose. And Lord, we are one step closer even to reaching our destination. But Lord, we know that even this day, dear God, there's something that you want us to do this day. And so, Lord, we are just praying now, Romans 12 and 1. Lord, we are presenting our bodies to you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service, dear God. We owe you that, dear God, because of all of the things you have done for us. Lord, you didn't have to send Jesus to die on that cross for us, but you did, dear God. You didn't have to, dear God, even wake us up this morning, but you did. You didn't have to put clothes on our backs, but you did. You didn't have to put a roof over our head, but you did, dear God. You didn't have to send your Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and direct us, but you did. And we thank you, dear God, for that, dear God. Now, Lord, we need your Holy Spirit because we need you to lead us this day. We need you to guide us this day. We need you, dear God, to prop us up on every side, dear God. So, Lord, we thank you now. Lord, we pray for our co-workers today. These people that you're going to put in our pathways, people that you put for us to work with, dear God. Help us, dear God, to love one another and work with one another. Help us to love together and pray together and work together and even play together. Help us, dear God, to just go through this day being the kind of person that you want us to be. Lord, we pray for our families. We pray for these that's right here in our family circles, dear God. We pray for that grandmama. We pray for that granddaughter. We pray for that grandson. We pray for that son, that daughter, that mama, that daddy. We pray for those that's in the circle, and we pray for those that's outside the circle that we're going to meet on this day. So, Lord, we just commit this day to your care, and we know you're going to bless, because we ask it in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. All right, that's it, that's it, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. We done sung our song, we done had our scripture, and we done had our prayer. Look like the clock on the wall is saying that's all for this portion of In Your Corner. Let me encourage you now to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember our format here, KLITB, it's at the top of the hour. We minister in the word, and at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to put a sermon on here for you. All right, at 7 o'clock, we'll be back with Ghostbusters listening to us all day long. Go tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody about us, because we are in your corner.